Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, and the almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good to all of us, and he brings the rain, the snow, the hail, he brings the wind and the storm, and he brings us right black here for another episode of Black Power Radio. This is your host, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and I am your host this evening for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And we have the smartphone people again on the first line, and we're happy to have you all, the smartphone people that they're waving from the audience. Thank you for joining us tonight. All the smartphone folks are quickly followed by, of course, the dumb phone audience is usually on the second floor, and there's a few up there in the nosebleeding seats, but we're right here on Black Power Radio. Nevertheless, on the third row, we do have our Android people have tuned in tonight, and we have a few up to 10 Androids are out here tonight, so we are happy to see the Android family as well. And, of course, they're quickly followed on the fourth row by the paranoid folk right there. The paranoid phones are right there, yep, and they're waving as well. And they're happy to be here on yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And down the line, we look and find those laptop folks are right there, as usual, on the fifth row. And quickly followed by desktop folks are here tonight, and we're happy to see y'all. That's 7 or 8 desktops I see here tonight, Black Power, and we're happy to have you. As we look down the audience, and those are the drop-top folks are here, we're happy to see them. They're pulling in the Jaguar, the Maserati, as well as the Benz, and another drop-top vet just pulled up. So we're happy to see those people in the Ferraris. The vet folks are some of the happiest in our Black Power listening and our vast participating audience, and we're happy to have you because you could have went to the bar mitzvah practice and joined them for the soccer mom club practice could have went on, and you could have went there. And I do hear that they're having a tennis tournament only 5 blocks away. There's a tennis tournament, and you could have went there. But you decided to join us here at Black Power Radio, and all of the – yep, a few just left for the Tiger Woods tournament in Augusta. You'll find them, the Tiger Woods tournament folks, lining up for green jackets as we speak. And we're just happy as hell to be here on Black Power Radio. Tonight we're going to talk about we've come this far by faith. So where do we go from here, part two? And we had a more than interesting show last evening right here on Black Power Radio. And we hope that we will deal with an impactful show tonight. We do have our National Minister of Culture, Freedom, Justice, History, and our National Minister of Information, Brother Sharif, is here. We have our national organizer, Brother Confidence, is in the audience, and we're just working there. And some of these guys are going to co-host with us tonight as we bring you a hot episode. It's too hot to hold, so drop it like it's hot tonight on Black Power Radio. So much has been done to us, and so much work must be done to rid ourselves of a peculiar brand of tyrannicalism. Certain forms of exploitation has been practiced. We have been a crash dummy, or just the guy said, when they use our body for target practice, we have been the guinea pig, the butt end of the joke every time here on the shores of North America. Again, I'm your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, Abdullah Kareem. Got some hosts out there, Black Lightning. We've got some hosts out there in Dr. Truth Bay Justice, the National Minister of Justice, National Minister of Defense, National Minister of Culture, and a host of others from Dr. Big Sweet Money Griff is going to drop in tonight very likely. We got Switchblade out of Chicago. Oh, we ain't going to give you no dull show. So let's buckle your seatbelts wherever you are for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. My take is on where we go from here is to wethepeople.gov. Stop being interdependent on this peculiar brand of Mediterraneanism. And when I say Mediterraneanism, it's talking about European idealism, European diet, Mediterranean sexuality, and a list and a host of other peculiar habitations that are foreign to the black culture, foreign to our African descendants, and foreign to anything decent and human that's walking about on this planet Earth. You won't believe the kind of stories I can tell you. So I won't keep you in shock and awe tonight, but I'm going to allow these hosts and these folks to get started. But wethepeople.gov is the way to go. It was strongly suggested by the Honorable Frederick Douglass. It was Honorable Adam Clayton Powell, when he was booted from the Congress, he went straight to black power and black revolution. He did not cut the slack on the back side of this cracker. He went straight in for the blood and guts. And he told them that we want black from you what you have stolen from us, mama. And when we get it, he never said it, revolution was going to come. If we get reparations, if we get this, if we get that. No, he said, when we get it. Huh? That's the way to talk to the opposition. When we get it, we will now have our self-respect. And I tip my hat, my kufi, to a man that was standing up for us when we could not stand up for ourselves. And Adam Clayton Powell told him, we will have that when we stand up to you and get what you have stolen from us. We will have our self-respect. And I can tip my hat to a man that's after our dignity and self-respect. But he said, one thing we will have when we do that, we will then have our integrity. And I think that's why the opposition is laughing at us, because they know they have the deed to your property. They know they have the title to your car, the last payment on your goddamn computer system. And all of these things are tied up, got you in a knot, walking around like a bucket of fish hooks. Oh, they got you twisted. Oh, they got a hold on you. Something got a hold of me. Oh, my, tonight. But we're happy on Black Power Radio. And If you can't have no fun and you can't get it done, then revolution, it should not be in your vocabulary. If you can't have some fun doing it, then you lose. And we're not fighting from a loser's hand. We got a winner's hand with five aces and ain't but four in the deck. So we know we give you more of what you listen to your or what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we know, huh? We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, paranoid, Facebook, No Look, Twitter, Glitter, LinkedIn, linked out, without a doubt. Even those that got Instagram with no goddamn ham, we're right here on Black Power Radio. And we're putting some new, fresh music and fresh knowledge in your ear hole. And we just want you to wiggle it around until you get free. And they're talking freedom talk tonight. And they did not want the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said for you to go free for yourself. So we're going to leave it right there with you, Professor Money Griff, Black Lightning, Dr. Truth Bay, and Brother Sharif and all that's on the line. We want to bring Sharif to the mic to give you a black drop on this thing. And we want to heat it on up. And if I could think of no man that could bring it up, the most brilliant historian that I have known in my history, I knew a lot of these guys. His brilliance, to me, maybe you have your own evaluation, but to me, he outshines these guys like Dr. Yosef Ben-Yakina and Dr. Leonard Jeffries and Dr. this and that. This man wears his slave collar right on into the meeting, right into the mainstream of the reparations show and the reparations meeting and places. And he's talked that history. He knows that history. Then he had sons. He produced sons that are brilliant, sons that are military, trained up for martial arts. Like I produce sons that are trained up for this mission, and daughters, seven children, 27 grandchildren. And, oh, my, we've got five great-grands right up in here. And Sharif got that family tree. And that's why I love and appreciate him so much for doing the extra research and going the nine yards. I want to welcome to the mic our brother, the Honorable Brother Sharif from Washington, D.C., our National Minister of Information and Technology. Welcome to the show, and power to we the people.
You should have him right on the front line. I don't know what could have happened. We put him in. We may have to go back and add Sharif. But Brother Confidence, are you there with us right now? Brother Confidence. Got to try to get
yes,
him.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, Confidence, I want you to fill that void while I replug Sharif. We had a technical situation, and we got to replug Sharif. And Brother Confidence is our brother, our recruiter. He has more lines into Africa and into black activism than anybody I know. He knows more people, more personal telephone numbers. That's how I get you all, see. And more of those people that are interested in revolution. And he's striving to organize us as an African unit. We'll be out in Mississippi on October the 14th, and we'll be in Taylorsville, Mississippi. They have killed our young brother, Rasheem Carter. We're going to bring the Honorable Sister National Chairwoman, Crystal Muhammad, and I'll be there with all of those people that are interested in freeing the family from the burden of the murder of their son, and there's been no due process. And we're going to go make some progress and make some due process because we know what needs to be done, and we must do what must be done at this hour in Taylorsville, Mississippi, October the 14th. Let's go and get it right, and don't just play with it, but let's get it right as we move on to Brother Confidence, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about what he does as a networker for Black Revolution. Thank you again, Brother Confidence, for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, thank you for having me again. I'm honored. I'm based in Jacksonville, Florida. My landlord, basically, you know, it's the old Marcus Garvey movement, trying to connect the African neighborhoods and communities and kingdoms worldwide, have our own Berlin conference that does network and have our own convention to meet up. But my landlord is actually part of the movement. Her name is One Mama Africa or Princess Trinity or Nana Dorkor in her African name. She's based out of Ghana, but she's in Nigeria right now for a reality show promoting women who are over 40 and doing big things. So she's coming in from a basically African Unity perspective, and she's going to be in the house. Like, it's basically like a Big Brother type thing where they're going to be in the house. They're going to be interacting with each other. So she's in a competition to win a car and to get money that will help the foundation. She has, like, shipping containers out here in Jacksonville. And Jacksonville is part of the Gullah Geechee Corridor and the Gullah Geechee Nation. So the Gullah Geechee Corridor is, like, something recognized by the U.S. government for economics, and we could use that as grassroots people to say, hey, we're all related to the Gullah Geechee culture. You know, this is what our organization wants, reparations, or we want lines with Africa. The U.S. government recognizes this, so let's get to work. That's where we're coming at it from Jacksonville. But she's also connecting these Hard to Connect kingdoms, the Shanti, the Ewe, the Dahomey. She's connecting that region of Africa, the Yoruba, Ile Ife. She's in Nigeria right now as we speak. So I wanted to highlight what she's doing because I think it's very important what she's doing because that's a really hard region to connect in Africa and to get to the table. They all you know, we always had these wars and slavery, but she managed to connect them through her organization. So we're working together. I'm from the other part of Nigeria. So we're just working together, and it's a lot of information. I'll talk to Atlanta, one of the Atlanta UNIAs. There's so many splits. There's two, and there's Atlanta UNIA that's attached to Jamaica UNIA with CARICOM involved. There's another one that does a database. So I'm trying to work with both of them, trying to pull if we could pull Jacksonville and the Caribbean together, get that CARICOM and the reparations, tie everything together, the DMV, the Mississippi Delta reactor, just about getting everybody on one call, one page, getting the information out at the same time. But I think we're getting there. I just wanted to tune in because maybe nobody else would. But, right now I'm really promoting my landlord. She's a queen in Ghana, crown development queen, so. She's doing business in Nigeria right now, so we're going to be trying to vote for her and give her the votes she needs to win her reality show. That's the major thing going on. So I got to correct my mic for this. Thank you.
Okay. Was there a backup voice on that?
Yes.
Is that the Queen Mother?
Yes.
Brother.
Yes.
Which list is coming? Sister from
this is from Mama Africa.
Okay, Mother Africa is online, and she's coming straight off the continent. I hope if I got the right one, and she's right here with us tonight.
Yes.
All right, and she's going to give you some updates from Africa, and just some of her background, etc. And first of all, give me your full complete name so we get the handle right next time. I hate to blow the handle on one of our guests or co-hosts. But we want to bring her live from Mike Queen Mother.
Yes, indeed. I am one Mama Africa, the number one. And Mama, M-A-M-A, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-A, on all socials. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X, Snapchat. I am here for you. Garveyites, unite. Black power, black unity,
black love.
I'm grateful.
Black love.
I'm grateful to be here. I am currently coming out of Abuja, Nigeria. I was born in California. I live currently 6 months in Florida and 6 months in Ghana. I am the double crown Ghanaian Development Queen Mother. I represent repatriation. I represent the Diasporians. I represent Garveyism. I represent Black power. I represent Pan-Africanism. I am the face of Africa, and I am here currently competing in the 40 and Fabulous Niger reality TV show season 2. It is golden. I am competing with one South African, 8 Nigerian women, all fabulous, making moves in the world, changing lives every day. We are competing for a new car and about 10 million naira, which is about $15,000, which I can do some great things with. But really, family, it's not about the money. It's not about the car. It's about the exposure. This show will be aired in three African countries, Ghana, Nigeria, and South Africa, for an entire, every woman will be able to showcase her talent, whether she's a restaurant owner, foundation founder like myself, organizations. You get to highlight businesses that have helped you or supported you. So it's a great opportunity for businesses to connect. You will have an opportunity to be in the home of African families for 2-3 months straight. So it's a golden opportunity. We're being sponsored by MTN, the biggest phone carrier company in Africa. And it's a great, 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 great show. I'm excited to be a part of it. We'll start recording later on this week. Recording will take place for a whole month. We'll be locked down in the house, no social media, no phones, locked down, no in and out, competing various different tasks. After the recording, the show will be edited for a couple of weeks, and then it will be put on the air. TV shows will be airing in Africa. We will be recording those shows and then replaying them in the U.S. for my followers, my fans, my clients, my family, my friends. We'll have voting parties, viewing parties, victory parties. It is time to bring this thing home. I am the face of Africa, and if I win, we all win. I have a foundation chapter in Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, I have a foundation chapter in Ghana, a foundation chapter here in Nigeria, one in Jamaica, one in Ethiopia, and we're building a chapter in Egypt. Yes, it is I, One Mama Africa. Please follow me on all social media. Big up yourself. Link up. Fly blood.
Yes, ma'am. Please put it numerically and the alphanumerically pure at heart. Get the spelling so that the vast listening and participating audience can get those spellings right on Mama Africa, please.
It's M-A-M-A, no space, A-F-R-I-C-A, with the number one in front of it. Do not spell O-N-E. Just put that number, numero one, one, numero uno, one, Mama Africa, one, M-A-M-A. A-F-R-I-C-A on all socials. Thank you so much for making me to clarify that. I look forward to working with so many of those who are interested in repatriation. I have built a resort site, a campsite, a retreat site in Ghana, sitting on top of a beautiful mountain overlooking the Volta Lake. Next year, we're going to start our tourism, bringing people from the diaspora who want to reconnect to their royal African roots and culture. So look forward to the Royal Repatriation Retreat coming next year for all those ready to reconnect. We are making moves. We are making moves. And as I always say, love and unity are the sources of all power, family. So I can't do this thing alone. It's time to come from under the ground. You know, I always say, Harriet Tubman freed the slaves underground, and I've done a lot of work underground, but the Most High has thought that it's time to come on top of the ground, get more help, more support. So I give a big ups to my tenant, as he called me, his landlord. That is a good friend of mine. He's been a member of the Chess Foundation, the Children's Health Education and Safety Society, for many years now. Big up yourself for the confidence. Oh, Kiki, I love you, bro. I send you many, many blessings. Sending out some love, some peace, some discipline to you, some love, some light, some success to you. Just say some big prayers for our brother Confidence. He's also a basketball player, and he injured his knee over the weekend. So we want to send some healing rays to brother Confidence right now. Anyone who's listening to my voice, send those healing rays to brother Confidence right now to heal his knee. All the healing saints, we ask you to come and surround his knee and just heal whatever has been disturbed there so that he can be on his best foot. Ashe, Asheo. We give thanks to the ancestors for allowing this connection to everyone who is present hearing this, because you represent not only yourself, but you represent your ancestors. You represent those that have come before you and those that will come after you. So we thank you in advance for your love and your support to this Black Power Radio. Ashe, may it continue to grow. May it continue to grow. Keep spreading the word, bro.
Black Power, Black Power. And we love you so much, Queen Mother. And thank you for your contribution tonight right here on Black Power Radio. And we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid, by Facebook, No Look. And whatever means you came tonight,
from Instagram. And if you didn't have no ham, you're right here on Black Power Radio. And we're so damn glad that you did. And we're happy at Black Power Radio. We're reaching out. We got another co-host. If y'all want to listen up, we're going to pull down on Brother Black Lightning is there in our vast listening audience. And he's going to come on down to the host booth right here in the studio with Black Lightning. And we got Queen Mother, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay as well, coming into the host booth. So you all want to hear from them. Black Lightning, you're live on Black Power Radio, our National Minister of Defense. Black Power. Mm-hmm.
Black Power. And I'm just listening in for right now. I'll be black in the mix as far as the Ministry of Defense looking good and strong, and we'll be right there with you. Black Power.
We're
going to
record to see.
We're going to
get some Dago, some
Nigger. Black Paula, Sister Truth Bay, mic is open.
We need some Black Paula.
I muted myself. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we have Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay as well. I think her mic should be open. We're going to welcome to the airways our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, Black Power. Oh, she's there.
Black Power. How are we doing this evening, Black family?
Doing excellent, fantabulous. How about yourself, Black Power? Welcome to the airways.
Yes, thank you. So, update. I don't know, Queen Mother, Beverly, did she get on the line yet?
We've heard from the Queen Mother of Africa, and Queen Mother Beverly is probably on the way. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we want to say, first and foremost, we want to honor our beloved fallen angel. It is almost exactly a year to the date of Lavelle Lane, who was 29 years old when he was murdered by Scott Berkshire. And currently we're in the case where we are able to get some justice. It's been a long time coming. And currently Chuck Longright is going to be served. The detention center, great soldiers, as they continue to take over and continue to kill people without accountability, this is where the rubber meets the road. So we want to take this time to honor Lavelle and who his spirit is, saving from this point on, and what we want to do moving forward. So we thank Queen Mother Beverly and the Reese Lane family for standing their ground and having the capability to seek justice on behalf of not only Lavelle, but many of the families who were victimized by law enforcement and felt that there was no accountability or no hope moving forward. That is completely the opposite. We need to band together and continue to work on how we can find justice for our children and our black men and women who are constantly being targeted and taken out. So that being said, want to return back because it is an emotional time. I do feel, you know, his spirit very strong. And it doesn't stop. We just started to seek justice. So this is something that we want every revolutionary to understand, that until the opposition is jailed or until they are held accountable, there'll be absolutely no peace, no justice, no peace for the opposition. And that's how we roll. So I'll return back to you in the next hour segment with some latest updates on local news and what we're doing concerning reparations and all that good stuff. So I'm going to relinquish the mic right back to you, our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Marwa. Peace and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power to all of those on that west side
everybody in L.A. and Oaktown and all the way up from the ground up in San Francisco to San Diego and all up in Northern Cali and up to the city of Seattle,
Sacramento,
Portland, Oregon. We know we got Panthers out there all over. So we want to know from Jimi Hendrix to Tupac Shakur, from our beloved brother, I don't recognize him, but he's in the family as well, Kanye West. All of those people, parents, mothers, descendants, first cousins, second cousins, man, every black man, woman, and child has got some Panther up in him. And don't you make no mistake about it. Every cracker has got him some Hitler up in his behind. And watch when the conditions are met, the Hitler comes out. And watch us. As the conditions are met, you will see the Black Panther come out teaching you how to live in this environment. We don't want no survival course. We don't tell you nothing but go on to Howard University. Some call it Coward University. And ask the person, how are you doing today, sir? How are you, ma'am? How are you, so-and-so? Oh, I guess I'll survive.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm surviving, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. My line is going to cut off here in Africa. The network isn't always so good. I want to apologize for interrupting you. I just want to give a big shout out to the young man's family who he lost his life. I'm in Africa, so I don't get all the news. I didn't know that another young man has lost his life in U.S. to the hands of brutality of the police. There's too many of us who are losing our lives every day, which is one of the reasons I actually repatriated. You know, I used to have PTSD driving down the street. If the police would pull behind me or something would happen and I'd see law enforcement, I'd get nervous. I'd start sweating. I'd start feeling some kind of energy in my body. It's totally out of control right now. And one of our greatest assets is our African royalty and our African history and that ancestry that we need to reconnect to. Repatriation is not about running. Repatriation is about reconnecting. I still live in the U.S., but I come here for that peace of mind. I come here to know that I don't have to look over my shoulder thinking that Popo is going to kill me or they're going to look at me wrong or try to set me up or put some drugs on me or do any of that type of thing. In Africa, we do have a certain level of peace. And when you reconnect to that royalty that then brings you back to the U.S. to do the work in a different way, a different manner, with different energy and different levels of love and overstanding for the struggle of black people worldwide. We have the same struggle worldwide, it's just on different levels. And I'm so grateful to be one of those pioneers of this era who have repatriated, and I'm calling on all those who are tired of police brutality, who are tired of the school systems teaching LGBT information to their children, who are tired of fighting the system, the corporate American system. It is time to reconnect and reclaim your African roots and culture and your inheritance that's waiting here for you. It is time. I cannot tell you. I grew up in California, part of the drug system, a foster child. My mother was addicted to crack cocaine. You could never tell me that at this age I would be in Africa, crown queen twice, living on acres of land, looking over an entire lake, opening the doors for thousands of my brothers and sisters to follow in my footsteps. It is because of that reconnection your ancestors are able to bless you properly when your feet touches the ground of this sacred land of the continent called Africa. It changes you, and you are able to then have the tools that you need to go and recapture those things that you have lost. You go back to America. You get your brothers, your sisters. That's why I call it repatriation, W-E. Some people say R-E, repatriation. But repatriation has really failed us, brother, because it only tells you to reconnect physically to your father's land. But we need to reconnect spiritually, mentally, socially, psychologically, financially to Africa to get out of Africa what belongs to us. It is time to bring our sisters, our brothers, our family, and repatriate collectively, not just individually. I cannot do this alone. Africa needs us. We are the golden children that was taken to grasp the knowledge and understanding that we have, the education that we have, to come back and help to save and develop our people. Teamwork makes the dream work. Love and unity is the source of all power. When we come home is when Africa will truly unite. And when I say come home, some of us may never be able to step foot on the African soil due to physical problems, medical problems, civil or criminal issues and passport issues. But guess what? We can reconnect financially. We can reconnect spiritually. There's a way that you can still get out of Africa. What belongs to you, change your life. So I am here encouraging my people. Don't stop at reparations. Go all the way to repatriation and then take it further to repatriation. You reconnect and then bring your people with you once you have reconnected.
Yes, ma'am. We certainly applaud you
Black
for
power.
Your efforts, your ability, your skills and outreach. And this is what Malcolm is telling us, to use it skillfully and effectively. It's not a weapon. It's not a repatriation or repatriation until you can use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. We are not with them. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the Messiah, is known to have said, you are against us, huh? Or you are with us. And the opposition has made its presence, made its plan clear that they plan to take what we have. And let me go in sequential order so we don't get this twisted. They plan to set you up. I'm here to inform you if you don't know. And they plan to take what you have, no matter where you are on the planet, on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. Wherever you are, you'll find the snake of the snake biting you in Chicago and D.C., in Los Angeles and Brooklyn, in Miami and Houston, in Atlanta and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The same snake biting you there and biting you here is the same snake that's biting you in Nigeria, biting you in Gabon, biting you in Nigeria, biting you in Sierra Leone, biting you in Gambia, biting you in Uganda, and biting you in the Congo and Angola. They are biting you all over the planet. It's the same goddamn snake. And I'm just here to tell you that the only way I know to stop a snake that's approaching is to cut his goddamn head off. And then his body will sit there and dwindle. And you can make snake steaks or you can burn that bastard. But I'm telling you, if you don't decide to be and be prepared to dispose of this goddamn snake, who is a total disposable at this hour, he has totally, fully and completely exhausted his usefulness as far as we the people, especially we the people.gov, we the people seeking government home and abroad, and that we, W-E, right, that we, patriation. First time I learned the word, but I'll start using it skillfully and effectively against the goddamn opposition. We must take a strong, hardline position of unity and strength. And using Black power is a lifestyle. It's not a cliche. Nothing to be repeated at the dinner table and at the driver's wheel or down at the Ferris wheel, but a whole, full, and complete lifestyle of we the people, the Black people, the African people, the original man, the original Black man, woman, and child are right here as we're bringing our youth minister is in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, state chairman of the state of Maryland. And he is a regional, a sane-minded, able-bodied Black man. An alpha Black man is more than this world can handle, it's been shown. And if they do come with any form of reparations, I'm here to tell you, we invented the spark plug. We invented this folding chair, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. All things going to the light bulb and electricity, all forms of health advancement. And Dr. Benjamin Banneker, a surveying engineer, scientist, writing almanacs. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson couldn't even hold his jockstrap and could not tie his shoelaces. This was a man, but our scientists have had it all the time. So if they give up reparations, they know it will make a serious balance of the equation. But it will be in our favor, and they don't want a level playing field because we made all those inventions under duress. We made all those investments with practically nothing, and with them threatening to kill us at every turn in the road. If you make any slightest mistake, the cracker would lynch you for sitting on his goddamn park bench, lynch you for swimming in his pool, lynch you for reckless eyeballing, look at a cracker in the eyes, telling them how you actually feel. You were done, not just Emmett Till and alone. Look up and Google Louis Till, the father of Emmett Till, was then done identical. What they did to Emmett Till, they did to Louis Till, his father, 10 years prior. 10 years before the execution, assassination, Emmett Till, it was done to Louis Till and was co-signed by the Italian government, co-signed by the American government, and then suppressed for 77 years to the point that Mamie Till went door to door for 50 years telling the Emmett Till story and never mentioned a syllable on Louis Till, who was tortured and lynched in a very inhumane fashion. Whoopi Goldberg, just the other day, wrote a whole documentary. Louis Till wasn't even in her mouth. She shouldn't talk about Emmett Till. If Louis Till is not in your mouth, then Emmett Till should not be in your vocabulary. Oh, you got to wake up with your wake-up juice tonight. Oh, you got to come to the table with some substance here at Black Power Radio. We must know. We cannot guess at what we're doing. We must know and totally comprehend what we're doing. You know, like the guy on the last pause, never knowing which way he's going. Automatic, push-button, remote control. You let synthetic genetics control your soul. You are the captain of your ship. You are the man in charge. You are the El Presidente of your network. You must put it together. The responsibility is on and in the hands of the black man. The responsibility is on and in the hands of the black woman. The responsibility is on and in the hands of our black children. What are you going to do? Oh, papa's in the penitentiary for drug charge. Oh, mama's in the drug program trying to get her parental rights back. We don't give a damn about that. We ask you, son, what in the fuck are you going to do? We don't care about your crew, your mama and daddy. What are you going to do? That is the pertinent cross-examination question at this hour as we go to our youth minister and our brother right there in Baltimore, Maryland. Our brother Chairman Will is right there live. Ain't nothing Memorex on this line, and ain't nothing Memorex in your behind. We're going to welcome our brother Will, Chairman Will. Thank you for being present here at Black Power Radio. Black Power, you got all those people on, the National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning. You got the Minister of Justice, the Queen Mother. You got Brother Sharif, the Minister of Information. You got Queen Mother in Africa, live on the line. And now y'all with Chairman Will, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm a definitely hurt before my phone dies. But the thing I would like to speak on is obviously, of course, our youth, and of course, it will be repeated and regurgitated. But same thing goes. We need to make sure as the elders, for what I need from my elders is to begin to build programs, get with some of these good, very good organizations that's doing the work and doing what they need to be doing, no infiltrators, no none of that. No scam artists. Get with some of these organizations that's in your city. Try to look for them online or social media so we can get these programs running so our youth can, so we can change the youth a bit. It's gonna take a long time. Unfortunately, with the past generation, they didn't bring nothing down for the youth to be on to, so they can stay out of trouble or have something to look forward to. Because honestly, from what the elders or the parents or our parents' generation, from whatever
you put out will reflect on us. And that could be good or bad. If you got good programs for the youth and, you know, daycares, programs, jobs, mostly more than likely jobs, if you got all that for us, we would stay out of trouble. But honestly, it's either it's nothing out here for us, or it's out there for us, but it's not being marketed out for us. And that's probably what we need. We probably need a system where marketing is key. We need more flyers to be out there for where it can be even near the hood. Put it anywhere you need to put it to show kids, like, yeah, you don't have to do that stuff. But I'm not sure what these community organizations are doing. I don't know who their target audience is or where they're going to be. Some are in the streets. Some are, I don't know what they're doing. And,
hey, brother,
and you don't have to always
I want
be.
To...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Brother Confidence was trying to say something. Is that Confidence?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to connect with this brother over the phone. Like, we get the same number. Because in Baltimore, where I'm from, and it connects to what Queen Mama Afa is doing in Nigeria. I'm from a place where we try to have our own country, and we said, hey, even before all this Niger, Burkina Faso stuff, we have our own movement on Eastern Nigeria, where they went so far as this year they set up an embassy in Baltimore where they're saying everybody wants to talk, you know, let's have our own government.
He called me. I'll be sure I'll be the conduit to be sure that both of your brothers are in full contact. You know, you play basketball and football, and they call the football the contact sport, but basketball is the full contact because you're in contact all the time on the basketball court. So we're going to hook you all up and make sure that you're able to talk and network together along with the Queen Mother and all of those on the west side. We're going to put the numbers in the mix so everybody will have one link to Taylorsville, Mississippi, one link to Washington, D.C. on October 16th through the 21st for Redemption Week. So we're just going to be lighting it up all the way around so you all can take it away with our Brother Confidence and the Youth Minister Chairman Will, Black Power.
One thing with us is the Garvey Movement, they have the flag, but all that education on Black Power and Zionism, a lot of us Africans and Africa, we didn't get the right message. So it's like we need to be educated too. Like, we might have the cultural stuff, the food, some roots, some folklore, but we didn't get the full message. So it's going to be some turbulence, but I think we sit down, you know, we're a problem. Like, you got to imagine there's no tribal government or embassy or Black government, but they set one up in Baltimore, and nobody's, you know, how organization. Yeah, we never met up. I think it's a powerful connection, Black Power.
Yeah, hi, Black Power. I agree. But I'll just slightly combat you on education. I think it needs to be more socialization, because if it's socialized from what you're trying to do, your education will come easier. Because you got to look at it this way. The same way white kids got their public school or whatever little private school they have, since the country is ran for them, so their socialization is easier, and that's how they do better in their education, since it's made for them. So we need to figure out how to make whatever we're trying to implement, like making sure it's an everyday thing where it becomes a lifestyle and it's socialized to the point where when you're ready to educate on Garvey, Black Power, it's already it's easy. It's you already within it. It's already within you. Because you can't, because if you're socialized to be, like, that's like me being socialized to be a Christian, and then you trying to educate me on being a Muslim. It ain't going to go too well. It's going to be a mental civil war like it is right now. We're trying to get people from going to money and materialism into let's support black. So we got to socialize these things, definitely with our youth, because with the youth, obviously, and today, multiculturalism and LGBTQ and everybody else, we're fighting for, well, my fault, let me also add Ukraine. We're all in this multicultural thing because it's socialized. Even in the schools, it's socialized, and that's going to equal education, because they're making it even easier because you're being socialized to deal with these things and learn these things. That's why that's all kids go for. We're more multicultural than probably ever before. So just that little bit, we need to make sure everything is socialized so you're within it every day to the point where the education it just falls right in. Even though with education, not everybody's going to learn pretty fast. You got some quick learners, you got some slow learners, and obviously you got your mentally gifted. So I just say socialization. Black power.
And that's black power. Brother Confidence and all of those that are working in this network, these are educators. We just have a, man, when you say your cup running over, we got Brother Chairman Willard. He's 23 years old and one of the youngest chairman and regional men and national youth minister and all of those people connected. The Confidence, he got about, I must be hundreds of them jokers, man. But I'm glad to be in the network. I'm happy to be amongst you, and I hope you will count my contribution as being a presence that's equally felt at the table. The man that taught me told me that make your contribution equal to everybody in that circle, and now you got rounding up the wheel. You don't have to reinvent the wheel; it's already there. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought I put myself on hold. I'm sorry. I was just saying the brother had an excellent point. Even our social system, you know, the famous one, Kemet Mahat, 42 laws of what you can do in their community. Every African community had that, so. Yeah, as we socialize this stuff, it will become natural. It will become natural what we do in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have an idea of we have a brotherhood and a sisterhood congress. I think we can meet under that. That's a natural thing. We set up brotherhood and sisterhood forums for governments, within governments.
Yeah.
Brothers meeting, sisters meeting. I think that will be a good start. We'll see. We'll work on it.
Like in the 60s.
I know Brother Confidence can roll it, and Brother Will, and when them two get together, that's going to be another wheel as well. I think what Brother Black Lightning was trying to say.
I was trying to say just like with the in the 60s with the Panthers, once they started to get everybody and with the movement, they socialized, the Afro wearing black. So once it came to educating them, it was just natural. I know a lot of people fell off and there were so many informants. They allowed too many people in without checking them. But at least they still got to socialize and educate so it can keep going. Basically till now. That's why we got so many different path organizations and so on. Because they were socialized, to have the black Afro, wear black, all that good stuff. So, yeah, socialization has to be the only way. Because the socialization we're getting right now is not what we need. Money and materialism and the European way of success is that's the socialization, and we need to run away from that as much as possible. There's nothing out here. Well, I can't say there's nothing out here, but I guess as mass media and and the mass mind of black people, there's nothing really out there Afrocentric to the mass mind of the everyday black person in order to flip this switch mentally, psychologically, for everything to be red, black, and green, Afrocentric, Marcus Garvey-like, Black Power-like, Black Panther-like, anything like that, because we need to socialize it like we once did. And I believe one day, you know, we will get to that point. I feel like we are starting to wake up and, you know, realize things. It is that we all need to be on the same page socially to make these changes. Black Power.
Black Power. Absolutely. We have been joined by our beautiful Queen Mother down in South Carolina. And she has some news to share with you, and just brace yourself and so forth. And today is it's the first anniversary of what happened, the first year. It's annual. I used to use Annie to say the annual. 1 year has passed since her son was executed by the opposition in South Carolina. And she'll give you some details that she wants to share. And she has another family member that she wants to tell you about. So all one mic on Queen Mother Beverly so she can share. This is our national spiritual advisor, and she wants to share something with you. Black Power.
Oh, boy. Black Power, Black Power. Peace and blessings, everyone. Today, all day, since yesterday, my spirit been grieved, you know, because today make 365 days that Bob Burton Kitchen Center took my son. So today we went to Lowe's first and bought some bricks, the bricks that connect the brick in his grave, and my neighbor did it. And we were out there, and he was almost finished, and my phone rang, and I answered it. It was my cousin Ernestine. And she informed me that my cousin Hugo, he works on the road, and he usually gets up like 5. He lives with his great nephews. He gets up like 5 to go to work, and they noticed he didn't go to work. So they took their little boy, the great nephew, I call him Red, his name is Jamel. He took his little boy to school, and he would pick him up at 1 o'clock. And notice you both still in the room, in the bed. And so he called his mother and told her Hugo ain't got up or whatever, and he's still in the same position. So he went in there and shook him, and Hugo was cold as ice. My cousin died. You know, my cousin, he was a good funny old cat. But my point is, in about an hour and the 44 minutes is when they in the detention center discovered my son's body. And my cousin died this morning about 5 in the sleep. You know, that's what the coroner said that came and picked him up. You know, said he wasn't peaceful, he was asleep. So, you know, I mean, today just been a rough day. I mean, I was at the grave putting down the bricks for my son, bricking in his grave with my phone ring, and I got it. Another family member that passed on the same day. So, you know, they just went as it was supposed to. Because I'm not going to question nothing. I don't have that authority. But, you know, I just want to keep it moving because, as they say, what don't make you strong is the king. So I'm going to keep on striving to reach the goal. And my goal is I don't know which one, all of them is possible. But at least one, I'll be satisfied with one of them pink folks to be held accountable for my son's death. This has been a whole year I haven't seen no video or nothing. But we just got to keep hope alive. That's all I can say. You know, I mean, I'm not in the best best of spirits right now, because, you know, it's a year in which I relive it every day, but today was kind of rough for me. And I just want y'all to just keep me uplifted and ask God just to give me strength to carry on. And I'm going to land my plane and say peace and black power and blessings to everybody. And above all, let's just keep love for one another. Love your brother and sister as you love yourself. Black power.
Peace and the blessings and black power to you, Queen Mother, and to your family, the Reese and Lane family, and all of those connected. I think there's some Carters in there and several more. But all those in that family of Lavelle Lane and Mr. and Ms. Reese, we want you all to go in prayer and go in solidarity with your African family and with all the black people, the activists, the real black activists and black revolutionaries, and those people that have embraced you, to see that you have an hour of bereavement once again, but yet we still know that still I rise, my Angelo advised, and we must dip our hat and our kufi to those who are connected to the family and keep showing love. The Almighty God of the world has said that the best and most precious gift that we could possibly give is love. Continue to give the gift that keeps giving, and hope that we all keep living. But when one passes away, we know that's a sign from the Almighty God for something else for us to do. But we know once again, it will bring us all black, all back together on that occasion. And we'll do the memorial for that as we have done for Lavelle Lane. And we know it's a lot of pain in that lane. And we know that Almighty God is the only one that can manage this type of pain for us. And we submit to the God of the world, who made every possibility for us to be fruitful, to multiply, and replenish on the earth. But again, that we know that one day that we all have to make that journey. And we know that if we have our family and friends with us and our network of associates with us, that makes it just a little easier to manage with the pain of bereavement and with those who have been fortunate enough to be here, to count the blessing and know the lesson that any day above ground is a blessing around here. And as Fannie Lou Hamer could preach to you, she said that we are south of the Canadian border. There ain't nothing but a mess. And we've been born in that mess. And it's up to us to turn that mess into a blessing. And I said, well, we will count us among the living and thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. And that is, our Lord, provide for us the very best of this world. We ask our Lord, our cherisher and sustainer, our creator, to provide for us the best in the hereafter. And we ask the Almighty God of the world to help us, that we may keep our deeds out of the burning and out of the temptations of the hellfire. We ask for a victory over disbelieving people, for sure that we have turned ourselves to you, Allah, and we are striving to be upright to you, the Allah who originated the heavens and the earth. We are not in the polytheists, for sure it is our prayer and our sacrifice. Our life and death are all for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And we ask Almighty God, again, that we know that we truly have been unjust to ourselves, and we confess all of our faults. We ask you, the Almighty Allah, to grant us your divine protection against all of our faults, for there's none that will grant us your divine protection against all of our faults except you, Allah. And we ask you, that may you guide us to the very best of morals, for there's none that will guide us to the best of morals except you, Allah. And we ask that you, Allah, will guide us away from the evil and the most indecent morals, for there's none that will guide us away from the evil and the most indecent morals except you, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask that you grant us the blessing of faith and the victory over disbelieving people. And we ask the Almighty God, Allah, to grant us the blessing of faith. And with that, every heart should say together, Amen and Amen Ra. Ashe, Amen, Amen Ra, and Harambe. Harambe, let us all pull together in Harambe and Sankofa, let us return. And we're all pulling down on Africa on Harambe. And thank you to Nick's mic can pick up. And the Queen Mother, is she there? The other Queen Mother?
Yes, I'm chill here. Amen.
I mean. And there's another Queen Mother amongst us. I hope she's still there. If she's
yes.
able to chime in.
I'm yes, here.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Queen Mother Africa is here. Mama Africa One is here mm-hmm. online. Our Queen Mother Beverly is in South
yes.
Carolina. She originates in Brooklyn, New York, and she has lost several loved ones. And we want the Queen Mother, Mother Africa, to pray for us as well. Thank you. And Black Power.
Yes, I am Black Power. I am here in spirit and truth. Ashe. We give thanks and praise for life. Give thanks and praise for our ancestors. I'm sending healing rays across the waters to my sister for her pain, for her healing, for the healing of the nation. Ashe, may they pay. May they pay dearly for the crimes that they've committed against our people, Black people worldwide. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll be bringing connecting the dots with Africa and connecting up Brooklyn and Harlem. We have just put the Black Panther name on the street in Harlem on Marcus Messiah Garvey, His Excellency, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Day in Harlem, New York, in Brooklyn, New York, and damn near everywhere. You look in New York, from Bronx to Manhattan to the Queens to the Jamaica Queens, and all those different boroughs connecting up Long Island and connecting up Staten Island and Coney Island, all the places our people dwell all over New York City. And it's a blessing. It's a state of mind, like they say. And Black power is a lifestyle, and you just have to embrace your own and find your place in this world. And Almighty Allah, the God of the world, has made a place for you here among the African people, among those warriors and freedom fighters. And we love you so much. So anyone, we got turns at the mic. We got Troupe, we got Black Lightning, we've got the Queen Mother, and we got Confidence. Y'all go for it, and Black Power.
I forgot to tell y'all something. Black Power, Thursday, young man that's been following this story and writing journals, he's a journalist. He's been following this story from day one. He's doing a follow-up. It would have came out today, but he said it wasn't ready. And Thursday, I'm going to post it on our group chat, the story. He said because it comes online before it comes out in the actual paper where you can buy it. So Thursday, I'm going to send y'all that link so y'all can see what the follow-up story is about, Black Bevel. It's called the something journal. I can't think right now, but I'll put it on our group chat on Black Power. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I can't think right now, y'all. Please forgive me. Please excuse me, because I'm not myself. But I'll keep you updated Thursday with where to look and where to read the story, the article at. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Black
ma'am. Black Power.
Thank you. And share that with me in our group on WhatsApp. I would really appreciate that. I'd like to stay connected energy-wise, spiritually, to be in prayer and in spirit with my queen sister as she goes through this journey. Wow. I'm very moved, but I feel like there will be justice. There will be justice.
It will.
It's really amazing. And this is one of the main reasons I tell you that I repatriated is because of police brutality and so many young Black men and women being accosted, killed, maimed, and just anything happening to them and nothing happening to the police.
Exactly.
You know, the difference between what they call Black-on-Black crime, you know, when Tyrone kills Ray Ray, Tyrone go to jail. But when Officer Dan killed Ray Ray, nothing happens to him.
Nothing happened.
So, you know, we're tired of this double standard as it comes to this blue
a code of honor where, you know, whether they're black, white, or whatever, it's a blue code of honor now, or even our own that looks like us, talks like us, may see us at the family gathering, see our children on the street, and is willing to do exactly what the enemy does. And
exactly.
It is a shame. We need to be held accountable, so it's really even more disheartening when I see black police officers doing these same things and worse to our people. You know, big ups to all those police officers who get into the field trying to do good, and they get killed, like the man, big up and rest in peace, that they did in California, the officer who, you know, was tired of the BS and went crazy and went on the manhunt with these people. You know, there are good officers out there. My aunt was a sheriff. You know, she tried. But when you get into that field, it's not what you think it is. It's a whole nother beast. And either you get out or they entrap you or do something to hold over you, or they make you convert. And it's all back to what the youth minister said. It's all back to what Brother Compton said. It has to do with programming. It has to do with socialization and the mindset of westernization, you know, and it's on every level. You know, even when you deal with African people, you know, if you have a Tanzanian that moves to America or to, you know, to Europe, or you have a Ghanaian that moves, all of a sudden they're westernized. You know, they're acting like they're quote-unquote white and they're better than somebody. And, you know, it's a mentality that's really, it starts out small and then it grows to this monster within the human mind where people think they're better than someone, or they think that someone is inferior. When we're all God's children, we all bring something to the table. If we would just learn to love the strongest energy in the world, in the planet, all things will come to an end. All death will come to an end. So I greet everyone on this line with love, peace, unity, happiness. As my brother said, we got to remain that spirit of happiness, because that's what's going to keep us encouraged to keep getting up another day, fighting this beast every day, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. I encourage you all. I'm with you all in spirit. Repatriation is a must, but repatriation is recommended. Reparations, justice, or no peace. I love you all. I'm so, so grateful to be on this call tonight. It is 2:30 a.m. in Nigeria. I encourage you all to follow me at One Mama Africa Repatriation. Link up for your Royal Repatriation Retreat. Get your African name. Get your African inheritance. Reconnect. Bring that energy back to America so we can bang on this beast.
Peace and blessings, sister. And we are thankful that you were able to come on our network tonight and share the spirit of Africa and all the goodness that comes with our one motherhood, one fatherhood, one sisterhood, one brotherhood. But the thing that you reconnected me with tonight, when I travel the world, and whether it's in Africa or the diaspora, Caribbean, or other lands that we find our people in, Brazil and other places, I found one thing to be sure and consistent, that when you do confront the police of other lands, especially on the black man's land, it's a whole different spirit of cooperation, a whole different way of interacting and interchanging with those people in charge as peacekeeping officers, law enforcement. Lobusu call them holies, some call them police. But those law officers or peacekeeping officers are quite different around the world. And I don't care how much corruption they're into or whatever they're doing, but when we confront them with our spirit of cooperation, we are met with cooperation on the road. And I'm just happy to know that there are different kinds of police. Non-American police are noticeably corrupted in their spirit. And the algorithm on the computer system that connects to the database say that one isolated precinct in Brooklyn that we confronted found that there was 87.5% of the officers coming out that the computer said they were corrupt. But the other 12.5, nearly 13% of what was left was willing to go along with some form of deception and some form of corruption, some form of exploitation as well. And that's what the computer says about America, the average American. Why? Because all of the stories you read, all the stories on television, Chicago MPD, NY MPD, DC MPD, all those stories about somebody corrupt, somebody deviant officer, some corrupted DA, some corrupted judge. Consistently, without a doubt, Miami, their defense, Miami police, big stories on them. New Orleans police, they did the code blue. The sister did a whole thing on corrupted police. It was one of the biggest movies ever came out in modern times about that situation. And the sister exposed them and took them all down by herself. Oh, my, my, my. Someone happened. Someone got to bear witness today on what we're talking about. What we're trying to get to is recapturing the spirit and rejuvenating the spirit for our dignity, our self-respect, as Adam Clayton Powell said, so we can claim our integrity in the world. And I land my plane. Any of you all can go from Brother Will to the sister. We thank you all. Thank you so much for visiting Black Power Radio. Where you give you more of what you actually listen to Black Power Radio for. Black Power. Black Power? Y'all are right there. Black Power.
I want to give Black a big Power. Shout out to the spirit, our prince, the legendary Tupac Amaru Shakur, and his 27-year, may his soul rest in perfect peace and power. To all those who have lost their lives to police brutality or to black-on-black crime, may your souls rest in perfect peace and power. May the light that you had be passed on to those living, may we fulfill some of those life purposes. May we move forward together in unity. Barbieites, unite. Coffeeites, unite. Africans, unite. Black power.
Black power and a strong black revolution to support black power. And black power and black revolution is, again, a lifestyle. The Honorable Tupac Amaru Shakur, I'm going to give a definite shout-out. Stuff such as, I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A. We can smoke weed, drink Hennessy, get high all motherfucking day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. Because them busters, see, them busters, they ain't loving your ride. They say, take you down a place. You know where that bomb-ass MB. And you know you ain't never found a dance floor empty. And you watch them pimps, see, they be on a mission for the green, on a lean mean, with the money-making machine. But Tupac Shakur also said, let's put up some real money and let's have a real black revolution. And most of the thugs and knuckleheads, you don't hear them quoting that part, the Black Panther side of Tupac Shakur. They don't quote from that because their mind is not exactly right. So they can't quote from that because it's against the duplicating machine that dupes them into being adversarial. Against the black revolution, against black power, against what we are doing. They are against us and not with us. And we do everything to do outreach. Ice Cube, man, got with Dr. Khaled. He said, there goes Miss 6 O'Clock, straight up and down backside. No curves and no swerves. Straight up and down Miss 6 O'Clock with no chills and no thrills. And wrote them songs and got paid on them songs. With Dr. Collins, he living black, with Tupac said, living black in a white man's world. Oh, come on. These things are not, this is not our first rodeo here at Black Power Radio. We can give you more of what you listen to your radio for. And I pass the mic and give you one mic or anybody that speaks up. Go ahead. Black Power?
Power, this is Confidence in Jacksonville.
Black Power.
Yeah, Queen Mama, One Mama Africa, she runs tour packages in and out of Africa. And the people in Baltimore, they're trying to get an embassy and passport set up. And, you know, the socialization, the cultural aspects, that's got to come. So I think, you know, we got it all here. We just need, I think we need more people in Jacksonville to step up because they got this whole Gullah Geechee cultural corridor mapped out. I don't know. We'll work on bringing more people here, and we're trying to get this whole voting. You know, the more information on voting for the reality show, Nigeria. But, yeah, this is basically been the basis of the network. You know, we talked about a triangle, south and north and the Mississippi Delta, but that's basically, you know, we got the foundation blocks here. So I'm happy with this.
Right there with you, Brother Confidence. You stood it steady building, steady building. And that's all the supreme laws of mathematics, Tupac, Clarence, 13X, all those people that were advisors and different spiritualists have given us the building blocks from Akhenaten unto Abraham, and on up into the day that we stand with Dr. Khaled and days we stood when we just started the Nat Turner University in Memphis, Tennessee, right there with Marion Barry came out of there. There are many others and gave us something. You can't look past the ancestors. You think that these people begged that they gave the crackers Hitler and didn't send us nobody? Are you kidding me? There are many scholars, Dr. Joseph Benyakana, Ivan Bensertima, Dr. James Small, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Dr. Rosalind Jeffries, all O'Hare, and Dr. Melvin Hicks. And I just get on another list of them from the Honorable Stokely Carmichael. The Honorable H. Rapp Brown ain't no dummy, no crash dummy. He wrote him some revolution by the book. And die, nigga, if you can't do, you can't live, then die. But there was many, many other scholars to back up those scholars, to back up those scholars. My son has a book called The Indigo Academy, written on his scholarship. He just became magna cum laude. My spiritual advisor told me that if you listen to me, Brother Akbar, and you will become great spiritually, a great spiritual man. I listened to him and became great spiritually. But he said, but if you obey me, huh? He said, your children will become genius. I obeyed every syllable I possibly could. And sure enough, that's just two. A sum laude
daughter. Oh, no.
One more sum laude. And now we got a magna cum laude. You think I got over that? Remember, I said, get over. I ain't got over that yet. A magna cum laude, son, especially that son, who was out in the rap lane, the cap game, the graph game, and everything you could imagine on the block. But he's a magna cum laude today.
All right.
So Black Power, I'm passing the mic. Go ahead, Dr. Critical Proof, you on there? Can you hear me, Dr. Critical? Black Power, you black? I want to give it over to our national minister. If she's there, anybody can receive it. Take a pass, the no-look pass from Magic Johnson. Black Power.
So they do a happy hour special.
Black Power. Oh, I want great. Can you all hear? Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
I want to say yes, a big thank you, Brother Confidence, for mentioning the work that I'm doing there in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, Jacksonville, Florida is really a big hub for Black energy, Black Power energy. The great Laura Adoko Coffee came from Ghana in the 1900s, early 1900s, 1918. She came there. She worked. She built the repatriation with Marcus Garvey. She was assassinated in Miami, 1926, and she's buried there in Jacksonville, Florida. Big story that's never been told. She was before Noble Drew Ali. She was before even Marcus Garvey actually came out. She was in New York doing her work. Great story. We give big ups to Dr. Yoakum Benyakadin. I was honored to be at his homegoing celebration in New York, sat next to Malcolm X's daughter. Rest in peace. I am grateful to have been part of this movement for a long time. It don't be now. I actually attended Huey P. Newton's funeral when I was in high school in California. I have been part of this movement for a long time. So when you say it's a lifestyle, it is a lifestyle. It's not a word. It's not a cliche. Black Power is a lifestyle, being part of that energy. And I'm grateful that my ancestor chose me, which I am the third great granddaughter of the Honorable Nat Turner. And so there's a whole history behind all this energy. And I'm sure each and every one of you have ancestry that has brought you to this table. And I'm grateful and I honor all of their spirits right now,
all of their spirits right now. But, yeah, we have brought up the block in Jacksonville, Florida. The Chess Foundation, my foundation, we pretty much own our block there. We started a community market on Fridays where we're bringing in fresh produce and fruits and vegetables and arts and crafts to the community. So it's not just about international works I'm doing, but I've done a lot of work on the home front, and maybe we can talk about some of those things. I'd love to learn about more of what some of the panelists are doing and how I can also support and be involved in what you all are doing. It's about teamwork. It's about coming together in true unity, supporting each other, not just by mouth, but financially and through love and through our deeds and our actions. So please, please inbox me so that I can follow you all and keep in contact when I'm in the States. I'll be back early next year. Also, on the reality show, 40 and Fabulous, Nyjah at 40 and Fabulous, Nyjah, N-I-A-J-A. Follow them. You'll see the show. I can highlight any business, any organization, any company that wants notoriety, that wants an international ear to hear their motto, their business, their product. So anyone interested in me highlighting their product or their organization on the show, please inbox me ASAP. I'll be on lockdown in a couple of days, and I won't have access to my phone, so you'll need to inbox me in the next few days so that we can finalize what it is that you may want me to highlight or say so that we can bring in our African brothers and sisters into what we're doing on a more a personable, close family. Like, you know, I tell people, you know, come to Africa through the Chess Foundation. You'll be welcome as family, not treated as a guest. So connect through Chess, you know, and that's what it's about. We want to be treated as family. We don't want to be treated as, you know, an ATM machine, or, you know, some people say Africans don't love us, don't like us, you know, they want to use us. But it's about expelling all those myths and really having boots on the ground here and seeing the love and feeling the love and knowing what it's really about. The beast does not want us to reconnect. The beast does not want us to be one. So it is about African unity, and it is about the love. And so I'm grateful to be here tonight. Big ups to everyone online, your ancestors and your reason for being here. I look forward to building with each and every one of you. Black love, black unity, black power. If anyone has questions, I'm
Black love, black unity, black power. Yes, ma'am. See, anybody in our host queue or listening audience have a question for the Queen Mother, and know that our connection is Africa. We are back. We're black with Africa, and we're happy to have her and our brother Confidence and I build no less than every other day, but sometimes every day. We're building something with Brother Confidence, and it's been a very productive network, and this network is has been produced out of this union here, and we will continue to cultivate that union and reconnect over and over again with the Queen Mother, with Brother Confidence, and all of those in the Miami community and in the African and Nigeria, and we have troops on the ground in Sierra Leone and folks going on into Gambia, and Uganda's connected to us, and we are just happy about this whole experience and hope that it just continues to grow. And we're telling them, we are the ones that spearheaded the effort to come say, let's go with one Africa. Let's go with one currency. Let's free Zimbabwe. Let's stop saying Rhodesia. Let's get on into this thing of Stevie Wonder and Randall Robinson, one of the co-chairs of Free South Africa movement. We're going to the embassy every day. We must stop this apartheid, home and abroad. And they didn't give up the fight on Steve Biko and I don't have them with Mandela, but we still stood on the presence and the works of Winnie Mandela. We did not give up on Winnie Mandela and those other black revolutionaries and Pan-Africanists, Kwame Nkrumah, and Prince Lumumba, and all the ones that have come to help Chokwe Lumumba. And he went from just regular lawyer, he was Tupac's court lawyer. And then he made many turns in the road, ended up in Jackson, Mississippi, and cracker jurors tell him, oh, you can't practice no law around here. We ain't got room for you over here. All that crazy talk, crazy.
Right on,
southern,
Black Power.
Backward thinking. And God damn it, we went into that town.
took us some Black Panthers in there and told him we'll be back with more Black Panthers if you don't leave this man a hands-off Chokwe Lumumba, Republic of New Africa. And the crown.
Yes, National Chairman, I'm sorry to butt right in, but we're heading into the Sacramento City Youth Council. But I just wanted to say to my Black family, just a few things. Thank you for Queen Mother talking, because, well, we are focusing on Haiti, one of the first Black revolutionary countries since 1804, and that's something we must never forget who we are. Well, we appreciate all of our guests, and we want you guys to continue to listen to Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday. We will do some election highlights in the next couple of weeks on Black Power Radio, so stay tuned. And we'd love for you to chime in and tell us what's on your mind as far as what you'd like to see in your city, whether it's immigration influx, whether it's police brutality, unjust laws. I mean, whatever it is, we need you to chime in and continue to fill the airways with solutions. And so I want to thank our National Chairman as well for holding it down. And we're about to go into Sacramento City Hall. So I just wanted to chime in and tell my Black family how much we love and appreciate you and continue to be an avid listener. If you want to support the mission, you cash out 77 Bakers. That's $77 Bakers to continue the movement as field trips coming up October 14th in Taylorsville, Mississippi, concerning Rasheem Carter. We must never forget the brutal way on how they treated this young man, even after he just stated people are coming out to kill him. So this is something that we say, no justice, no peace. And also on the 16th in D.C., the March on Washington continuing for reparations, no reparations 2023, no Black vote 2024. But we continue the movement, Black family. And revolution doesn't sleep, 24 hours, 7 days a week job. So thank you again, and peace and Black Power from the desk of the Minister of Justice.
Black Power, a powerful desk that's not a harder worker on justice, on reparations, on Black Revolution that I know of in the full, complete, and entire state of California today than our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. She is at the forefront. She's been checking her some Maxine Waters who got out of line and checking up all of them and putting the houses together and feeding us some people in California and not giving a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam and just moving this thing on from one digit to the next, one degree at a time. And we must be patient with Black Revolution and knowing that revolution ain't free. And she made the announcement that put it in $77 Bakers. If you got you some cash out, put it on Zelle, your Bell, put it on any one of them phone numbers, and you're going to see it come Black.
Can you spell Baker?
Black Panther. Go ahead, say it again.
Spell Baker, is that B-A-K-E-R or B?
With the
cash app,
yep.
The support?
With the cash app is $77, capital B, capital A, capital K, capital E, capital R, capital S. $77
Bless.
Bakers will get you to help the Black Panther Party here in America and around the world. And we're so thankful that anybody gets any form of contribution to help us again, Fannie Lou Hamer, to get out the mess that they have conveniently spilled all over North America. It's not just in one isolated corner of the world. That same stigmatism, the same peculiar brand of national white racism, and that same peculiar brand of exploitation and tyrannical behavior from the opposition is found right here in America. Racism is alive and well, as H. Rap Brown is telling me, just as American as cherry or apple pie right at this hour. Not one thing changed. Not one syllable from Bull Connor and Dr. King, from Malcolm X being assassinated, from J. Edgar Hoover setting them up, from the attempted stop of the rise of the Black Messiah. That's why we are purposefully right on the front line recruiting 10,000 Black Messiahs at this hour for Black Power, for Black Revolution, to not be soft on the opposition, who will not tiptoe through the goddamn tulips, who will not be on the front line singing Kumbaya,
will not be doing the Rodney King shuffle, and can't we all get along? Well, God damn it, if we were getting along, then we wouldn't have the Black Panther Party on the front line in Mississippi. That's a sign that we are not, God damn it, getting along. We're having some major issues with you to think you can kill our son, have no due process in South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, all through Louisiana, Texas, and God damn it, Oklahoma. We just don't believe that you for no peace in the East. You're not for no let's get all get along. And we ain't talking no Donald Trump Kool-Aid about both sides and all this crazy rhetoric that does no, absolutely means no progress, no productivity for me and you, but just appeasing the opposition, being politically correct, or you sound stupid in the face of a real black revolutionary. You should change your mind and straighten out your black behind. As I pass the mic, I don't want to hold it. It's too goddamn hot to hold. My mind. I'm just saying to you, black revolution is the only solution. Dr. Khaled told you, revolution is the only solution. Shaky Ma'am Akbar is teaching you that black revolution, sometimes we call it divine black revolution, is the only solution. Don't ever underestimate the power in divine intervention. Don't underestimate yourself in competition with the opposition. And don't underestimate your ability and your skills to put the opposition on their backside. And every time I see the 250-pound white man going up against a 150-pound black boy, I bet my money on my 150-pound black man, and he put him on his backside every time. I'm not afraid of the opposition, and we don't mind going in competition. I teach urban guerrilla war fighting, urban guerrilla war and tactical training to put him on his backside. So I don't care nothing about what he knows and who he knows. We put him on his backside because we are the warriors today. We are the freedom fighters of Omar Wali, a.k.a. Malcolm X, Abdul Malik al-Shabazz, al-Haji Abdul Malik Shabazz went across Africa talking about black revolution, talking about black people getting up against them, and it manifests today in Nigeria. They go up and boot these French up out of there. They go up in Haiti and boot the Frenchmen out of there. And I give all the credit to Omar Wali, the freedom fighter, all the credit to Dr. King, at least preached a decent sermon enough for you to recognize that these folks is not with you and they are against you. They are not with you. And he gave enough decent sermons to get a whole day recognizing that he could give a decent sermon. But the unsung hero is the black revolutionary with Dr. King at every turn in the road, every speech, and every white man and every white-minded black man stands up and neglects to call out Alfred King. Alfred King was a black revolutionary. Alfred King was the recruiter, the organizer around SCLC and around Dr. King. This is his brother, Alfred King, delivered revolutionary speeches. But they don't want you playing Alfred King. They don't want you talking about Barbara Jordan. They don't want you to see the efforts of Shirley Chisholm and all of those ones that were trying to get you up in some decent shape to fight for your own black revolution. They don't want you talking about H. Rap Brown, that they falsely accused him of killing the sheriff. And we're here saying, free H. Rap Brown. Free Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin now. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal at this hour. They don't want you talking real freedom talk because they don't want you to go free for yourself as it is taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Oh, it's just some things been done to you, my mind. I'm still yielding that mic out there so you can get in where you can fit in at this hour. And we love you so much, my mind. Anybody have a few syllables before we close it up tonight? You can come on to the
mic. Yeah, I got something to say.
It's too hot to hold.
I'm saying like this.
Well.
I am a black revolutionary. And I'm not a happy slave. Black power.
Black Lightning, can I please interrupt you, please? I had a long day, y'all, and I love y'all. I love y'all dearly.
Love you too.
My soul. But I got to get up early in the morning. I got to be in Swartberg at 9 o'clock. I got to go to the pain management. So I'm going to excuse myself, and I want to say a blessing to each and every one of us in our slumber. We have a peaceful sleep and wake up tomorrow and do it all over again and ask God for his guidance. And good night and black power to everyone because I'm tired. I had a rough, long day. I want to go to bed. And I love y'all.
We love you so much, Queen
black
Mother.
Power.
Black power to the Queen Mother and her family, and to Lavelle Lane, and to her uncle and the cousins, and all of those in bereavement at this hour. And to the Lane and the Reese family, we say, assalamu alaikum and black power, and a strong black military to black that call for black power. And we know they need it at this hour. So let's stay with them.
Thank
keep
you.
Them in the circle for prayer forever and ever. Ameen and Amin Ra.
Ameen.
And Sankofa, and know that Sankofa is the one. And we take our hats off to Brother Alpha over there. We got Sankofa now on the Queen Mother still with us from Africa. We neglected to mention Alpha over there in the Sankofa movement, and they come here to D.C. once or twice a year. So we want to put them up. And y'all can get probably Queen Mother up in some WhatsApp or some what is NAP or what app. We know they're here on Black Power Radio. Brother Confidence can give you further connections, and I'm going to make sure that Chairman Will and Brother Confidence are together. Black Power.
Black Power, healing rays to our...
Say it again, ma'am.
Healing rays to our Queen Mother for pain management. May we all just send her a big healing rays. May her body be healed. May she have a peaceful and restful night. Sleep and wake up feeling rejuvenated and recouped to handle what she has to handle on this new day. We all send you healing rays, Queen Mother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Queen Mother. And are you familiar with Brother Sankofa over there, the brother in Africa, Alpha? He has a network in London, and boy, I don't want to call it wrong. Oh, my. He's out of Cameroon and Nigeria. He's all over the place. He and every nation that's trying to get free in Africa, it's Gambia, Sierra Leone, he can contact me everywhere. So he's all over Africa. Anyone that's progressive is with this Brother Alpha. You will hear him on London Radio. And Brother Huey P. Rose is one of our chairmen. And we want to give our own sentiments out for our chairwoman, Sister Shasta Johnson, was shot in the face in London. We want to always keep her up in prayer. And all the children, oh, my, it's the saddest story I've ever heard from anywhere, anytime. Just shot her for being a revolutionary, oh, my. And then they try to put it all over Black Lives Matter and all that mess. Mess in London, mess in Washington, D.C. They call it Washington, and the Satan, is in the midst of every time we do two good moves, they try to do 10 moves to make a mess. And they're being successful far too often, far too frequently. So now we're on the move, Black Revolution on the rise. And so how are we going to make the Black Nation rise? We're going to agitate. We're going to educate as we organize. Black Power. We're Black on Black Lightning. I'm sorry that we cut you off, brother Black Lightning is at the mic. Black Power.
Black Power. I was just
black
coming
power,
with
power.
James Brown saying it loud. I'm a black revolutionary and I'm proud. Taylorsville, Mississippi, y'all. October 14th. All hands on deck. And I like what, like Brother Will say, you know, socializing with the people who, you know, is a better way of vetting them, you know where they're really coming from, you know where they really live at. So, and that's that, because we ain't gonna let no infiltrators get in here and get in the ears of any of ours anymore without vetting them completely, you know. That's why a lot of people try to get in, you know, try to get in the door. You know, I can send the emails out and this and that. But until I know who I'm talking to, I can't let I can't keep the door wide open. You know what I mean? You gotta look through the peephole, see what's up. So I would suggest all of our people to check the peephole and see what's up. You know, see is this person you know. What they about? Why are they here? What are they here for? They're here for the people. They're here because they're obedient servant to the Father in heaven, and go where they're sent. Or they obedient servant to their money demons, and go wherever the paycheck calls. And then when the paycheck falls, they fold. You know, and or say, oh, well, you know, I guess I've done it long enough, you know, so pass the baton now. The baton been passed. The baton was passed. The baton was passed long time ago when we were all together. The baton was passed then. And to top it off, we had a national election. I should remember that one well because Karan beat me at being the national field marshal, but that's okay. God had better plans for me than mapping out our destination, because anybody know I might have to make a U-turn or two. But that's good, because I'm hard to follow. Because they said, wait a minute, wasn't he supposed to be going to North Jersey, to Jersey Turnpike? He didn't say, well, he going that way now. Say, well, he either missed his turn or he's throwing us off the track. I say a little bit of both. Like we used to say back in the hood, always take a different route home. Sometimes take a detour, you know. So with that being said, I'm trying to say is once we vet them and we check them and we look at them in their eyes, we know who they are. They know who we are. So unless we're gullible and listening and on their every word, which would never happen. And you gotta have some discernment, you know. Just because a person come with a squeaky clean record don't mean nothing. Just mean they didn't get caught, you know. And too many pedophiles and rapists and stuff like that easing their way up in there. You know, up in the ranks of Black Power movements, and we ain't standing for it. You know, I wouldn't just say them. All the malcontents, and that's why I had to take a stance last night, because everybody's saying, well, you know, this America, you're free to think and do whatever you want. So if a dog think that he's a duck, when the rest of the ducks fly south, he won't be able to, you know, because a panther is a panther. Let me put it like this: we're an eagle, he hurt his wing. And he fell to earth, and he fell into a farmyard, and on this farm there was some chickens, and they were, you know, pecking and scratching and eating and pecking and scratching and eating, and the eagle's watching them, you know, and eventually his wing got better, of course. And he flew on up out of there because eagles fly with eagles. We're not going to be there pecking and scratching. Eagles fly with eagles. And panthers roll with panthers. So with that said, $77 Bakers, trying to find an easy way to get y'all in here as far as recruiting. I know there's a lot of people probably want to recruit. Just hit me up on Dynamike Lightning on Facebook. Dynamike, D-Y-N-A-M-I-K-E, Lightning, L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N, on the Facebook. Send me a request with your email. I'll shoot you an application gladly. We do have training classes on how to spot a op. That'll be the ones that are the most agreeable and the most the perfect. They'll be the perfect person to be around. They'll buy chicken dinners for everybody. They'll be the most agreeable person that you can think of, and they'll make it to every mission that you can have. Them the ones you got to watch out for. Black power, I'll land on that. Watch it, Black.
Black power. Black power. We thank you, Brother Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense,
Black
for
power.
Bringing in those hors d'oeuvres so that we have a little something to go with the main course, et cetera. And those hors d'oeuvres will keep us moving and keep us alive here at Black Power Radio. And all of that builds the network of Black Power Radio, of the Black Panther Network across this North American spot and this Africa that we are now engaging much better with Africa and exchanging idealism and then networking and confidence and the new Queen Mother and then the existing Queen Mother, and everybody got Africa on their mind. Dr. Khaled, Malcolm, and Maya Angelou, and all those that are still going today. And we just want you to keep going. And the more Africa, the more you know, the more you grow. I say the more you know, the more we grow. So we're going to grow together and love you so much. Anybody has something that needed to be announced that was not announced, something that needs to be mentioned that was not mentioned, say now is the time. Now is the time. Anybody on our mic? We got Confidence, Black Lightning. We got our youth minister along with our Queen Mother. Both got Queen Mother here and Confidence. Go ahead. Anybody can speak. See? Don't want.
I'd like to get together with Brother Confidence also because the community outreach programs up there in up in Baltimore, I'm familiar with them, and they do walk the neighborhoods and give out food and stuff like that. So I was planning on come up there with Brother Will. Maybe we can hook up with you, and maybe we can give Taharka Bay a pop-up interview. That's a joke. He'd be scared to death.
Probably
for I'm just kidding. He was like, what? I said, man, you better get my $50 you owe me.
Yeah, you got Brother Will still up at top. Is Brother Will up top? I don't know if he's there.
Black Paul Will, you there?
I don't know if he's sure. He may be on the road or back in, but definitely he's there in Baltimore, and we love Will so much here, our national youth minister. And then we've talked about nice national minister of education, Dr. Umar Johnson. Umar, give me the Infimi, Infimi, Ofimi.
Ifatunde.
Dr. Umar, go ahead.
Dr. Umar Ifatunde. Ifatunde.
Come on, Ifatunde. We're loving all that type of revolutionary work, opening up schools, Nat Turner University, Marcus Messiah Garvey, Frederick Douglass University. We ain't stopped moving. This thing is nothing but grooving. And the black revolutionaries don't die. They just simply multiply. So we're definitely glad. Queen Mother, did you have a last word of praise that you wanted to give us, or the last word of confidence, et cetera.
Hey, this is talking about Queen Mother Beverly.
I said this is Queen Black Mother Power. Africa, Africa One. Queen Mother Africa One. Go ahead.
One. This is One Mama Africa. One Mama Africa. Queen Beverly
said she was tired and going to pain management in the morning. So we send her blessings and healing waves, and she's probably sleeping by now. It's 3 a.m. in Nigeria. I give thanks for each and everyone being on this call. Give thanks for what the Minister of Defense said. You know, it's agents among us that we have to be careful for as well. So I like how he made reference to vetting people. And being that I'm the new kid on the block, please be seated. You know, feel free to vet me. I am transparent. I want to link up with you all. So hit me at one mama, M-A-M-A, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-A, on all social media. It don't be today, old. It don't be today. I have track record. You can see me with many of those who are those of the holies of the holies, the people who have been doing it from day one as part of my background, my experience, and this is what has led me to be here. I'm honored to be here. And I just want to say, you know, dig up what you all are doing, the feeding programs, working those with the injuries from this society. You know, everyone has their purpose. When I'm in the U.S., you know, I'm doing the same thing, but here in Africa, you know, it's about building schools, road development, bringing water to communities. And then in the U.S., it's about fighting police brutality. You know, I'm big up with the sister going to Sacramento, going into the courts or going into the city hall. I'm with you in spirit. As I said, I was born and raised in Sacramento, California, graduated from Grant High School. I give big ups and thanks. My spirit is there with her as she is battling what she is dealing with. We have a lot of battles on every front, so big up all the soldiers with boots on the ground. May they all be protected worldwide, because there is global white supremacy that we are dealing with, or global, I should say, because they're not supreme, but, you know, global, this global ideology of white supremacy, I should say. And it's a lie. The only supreme being is black man on earth. The only supreme is us. And so we have to make sure that we preserve that level of supreme excellency. And I'm glad to be amongst those here on this line that is living that lifestyle and able to make that sacrifice for the people. Ashe, God bless each and every one of you. Aloha, aloha, aloha.
Ashe, Ashe, to Queen Mother, and thank her and the almighty divine power of the universe. And said you made the sacrifice and that you'll be rewarded for your sacrifices. And no sacrifice will go unrewarded for all of the peacemakers. Dr. Frederick Douglass called find the peacemaker, organize against the warmongers, and position yourself in a way that you may defeat the warmongers. Is that right? For black power.
Sure. Black power.
Black power. With a strong black revolution to support the efforts all over the world. Black revolution and black power is our lifestyle. We love it. And thank you all being Mississippi with us at October the 14th against death and destruction on black mans. We're going to hold them in check and clean house in Mississippi, and it'll be decent enough for all black people to hold on to Mississippi and hold that South Carolina. It could be our place. Because they're not doing a damn thing with it. I'm telling you, they're reckless, malfeasance, abuse of power, public deception, just a whole bunch of corruption in South Carolina and Mississippi. And if black people can prove, they will take it over and run it better. And then we got that out. We got enough land there. We got enough money over there. We're not looking for anything. Black people in those places are independent. They got enough convenience store going on. And we can do our own food, clothing, shelter, and transportation, technology, et cetera, in South Carolina, Mississippi. Don't need the man for nothing. So you got to understand where we are and who we are and what we do. For you and your crew, be in Washington, D.C., October 16th through the 21st for Redemption Week. We're going to sound the drum for the end of the Million Man March and the good that it did. I say your name will not call a black woman a bitch or a hoe. I say your name will join somebody's black organization and be effective and skillful. I say your name will adopt somebody's black prisoner, if no more than a pen pal, huh? And free a man. Free the land and free your black man. and Black Power, and power to we the people for all that is here, all that we can say, all that we can do with you and your crew. I just say to you that I love Brother Marvin Gaye. Said it.
Love your mother, love your brother, love God.